Hello, it's that time once again. As you know what we've got for you on the show this week? On the Crazy Kevin Show, we have got for you, we've got our business talk, we've got our musician talk, we've got Tidal Pete with us this week, we've got our lawyer talk with Kim Rees, and of course, World Gym with the lovely Carly. And also, we're going to have a chat to a couple in a spooky, spooky place at the Royal Bull's Head Inn. All coming for you on the show, Crazy Kevin with you, all the way from 10 till 12. Hope you're feeling good today.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you wanna drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. And then she beat me at pool. And then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As loud as was recalled was when she stood on the stool after dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. Acapella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room where she was singing to me, you know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hand. Baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little Galway girl. Closing time, I was holding her hand, her hand was holding mine. A cold spoke smell of smoke, whiskey and wine. We fill up our lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside. Finishing Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a four-way girl on a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little Galway girl.
It's Crazy Kevin out and about. I've got a lovely gentleman here with me. What's your name?
Lee Harrison.
Lee, whereabouts are we today?
We're at Goodyear Auto Care, Toowoomba, the new store on the corner of Denton Grange Street near Grand Central.
Well, we're talking to local businesses all around the Toowoomba region and the area. What's the main focus of the Goodyear Auto Care?
Well, Goodyear Auto Care mainly focuses on tyres and wheel alignments. That's where we specialise, but we are also a one-stop shop for all your mechanical diagnostic needs. We have a detailing service plus windscreens and roadworthies.
So if anybody comes in here with something wrong with the engine or something, whatever, can they come and see you and you have a look at it?
Yeah, I'm a factory-trained vehicle technician, so we can do everything from diagnostics to noises, brakes, exhaust systems, pretty much everything on your car.
So Goodyear is synonymous with tyres. Do you just do the Goodyear brand?
No, we do Goodyear and Dunlop here, but we can also get all sorts of budget brand tyres, Pravato, Kellys, Max Trex, pretty much any tyre you need, I can find it and get you a price for.
So you're in the middle of Toowoomba. Now, what about parking your car?
Yeah, well, we're just 100 metres away from Grand Central, but we also have our undercover car park available to all our customers.
Tell us a little bit about your background then. How did you become a mechanic?
Well, my dad's a mechanic and so is my brother. So, yeah, oil's in the blood in a way. Bit of a petrol head. So I'm a factory-trained technician with Mazda, Citroen and Ford from the UK. And then I came over to Australia about 6 years ago now. I've been running a few workshops ever since.
I've been told that you've done a bit with apprentices as well.
Yeah, I've just finished my third apprentice now, so he's the third one I've trained from from the very beginning all the way through to the end. So yeah, Lockie's just finished his fourth year apprenticeship.
So do you get a lot of pride from that?
Yeah, I do, yeah. It's nice to take someone who knows very little and slowly train them over 4 years and then get them to the end and they get the certificate and they're all excited and they can go off and earn some good money in the motor trade.
It's a good trade to be in, isn't it?
It's an up-and-coming trade. There's a lot of technology. Most people don't realise that the car, a modern car, that's within 3 or 4 years old, is most probably the most advanced bit of technology they actually own.
In the old days, it was just changing the oil and filtering, but now you've got all the electronic systems in that, haven't you?
Yeah, there's a lot more diagnostics needs to be involved. You know, a lot of modern cars have got up to 6 or 7 ECUs and computers in them, so they all need to be checked and reset and set to the factory specifications.
So if anybody's out there got a bit of trouble with the car or they want the car serviced, anything at all, they can pop on down and see you?
Yeah, just pop on down. It's the big yellow and blue building on the corner of Denton Grange Street next to Grand Central. Just come into our undercover car park and we'll sort you out.
Great. Talking to one of Toowoomba's businesses once again. Big thank you, Lee, for having a chat with us today.
Thank you, Kevin. Great to meet you. Good fella.
Hey, that was another great chat with a business owner from around the region. Don't forget, if you'd like to come onto the show, all you got to do, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And of course, it's crazy with a K. I look forward to having a lovely chat with you.
We hope you enjoyed the music on the Crazy Kevin Show. Listening on Power FM. It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. You choose the ones you'll play. It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. Get ready, steady, spin it, KK.
Yes, it's Golden Album time, and you know what? I've got a cracking, rocking album for you this week. We've got some AC/DC. Yes! They were formed in Sydney in 1973 by brothers Malcolm and Angus Young, a hard rock blues rock band. Listeners have also classified the music as heavy metal, although the guys refer to themselves as a rock and roll band, nothing more, nothing less. Do you know how they got the name AC/DC? Well, Malcolm and Angus Young developed the idea for the band's name after their sister, Margaret Young, saw the initials AC/DC on a sewing machine. AC/DC is an abbreviation meaning alternating current and direct current. The brothers felt that this name symbolised the band's raw energy, power-driven performances of their music. Big thank you to my mate Brendan Fisher for choosing AC/DC. So here it is, kicking off our Golden Album of the Week. Don't forget, if you've got a Golden Album that you would like, any artist, any musician, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. Here we go, a bit of AC/DC and Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
I recently went on a paranormal experience, like a ghost hunt, down at the Royal Bull's Head Inn. And I talked to a lovely couple all about it. And we were actually in the dark talking about it. Crazy Kevin on Power FM. And here I am at the Royal Bull's Head Inn. And I've got a lovely couple here with me. What's your name?
Todd, mate.
And Carly.
Now, Carly, what made you come tonight then?
The experience and the wonder I've had for many, many years, and I've finally been able to do it. It's been great. I've enjoyed myself and scared myself.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? Yeah. It's all getting scared. So, Todd, what do you think about tonight?
Yeah, it hasn't been too bad, actually. Yeah. Mrs. dragged me along, mate, so it's been good.
Because we're walking about with torches around all the rooms and all this, that, and the other, and talk to people that we hope are there and everything. And have you felt anything at all?
Yeah, we have. Us ladies being unwelcomed at the card table, I feel. Oh, you missed that. You went with us when we did that.
No, what happened? What happened?
We were sitting around the card table upstairs, and there was four of us girls and one bloke, and he wasn't happy with us girls being there.
A bloke's card table, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But there's rules of change now.
If anybody's listening and they'd like to come along, do you think it'd be... It's something different, isn't it, Todd?
Yeah, bloody oath. I'd recommend it for sure.
You got to try it, especially if you're a non-believer. You may change your mind.
Well, that's it, and because you can feel the atmosphere in this place,
can't
you?
Everyone's having fun too, and it's a night out. We haven't been out for a long time. We come out to party with the dead, so it's great.
And we're also helping the National Trust, aren't we? Because all the money that's been raised tonight is going to the National Trust to help restore this gorgeous building.
Yeah, that's right, mate. It goes to a good cause, so.
Because I'm not from Toowoomba, so now I've got the history, and I think it's great.
It's the oldest inn, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Hubby was telling me a few stories, and so now it's been good to actually be here and enjoy what has been going on.
Thanks for chatting to me today, guys, and keep the torches on for the minute, all right?
No worries. Thanks, mate.
I'm getting really hot.
Listening to Crazy Kevin. Good morning.
Check out our website at powerfmradio.com.au.
Check it! Classes up.
Crazy Kevin out and about, and it's our musician section now. And I've got a great guy here. What's your name?
Kyle Lacker.
Now, Kyle, whereabouts are we today?
We're at the Spotted Cow on Wednesday, and it's raining at the moment.
It is raining. We need the rain. But it's got a bit of history, this place, hasn't it?
Oh, it does, yeah, it has. I'm not sure how long it's been running for musically. I know it's been operating since, you know, the late 1800s, I think. But musically, it's been supporting lots of bands over the years, as you can probably see of the posters all around.
Carl, we're talking about your band. What's the name of your band?
Tidal Peak is the name of the band.
So why's it got that name?
Well, I was in a band called Wave Siren before, and that was around 2013 to 2015, and then we split up, and I kind of wanted to keep a sort of that aquatic feel, that whole aquatic name to it, and plus I'd grown up living on a beach, so I kind of stuck.
What style of music do you play?
So it's very much sort of dreamy, ethereal synth pop. I use drum machines, synthesizers, lots of guitars with lots of reverb, and it started off as a solo project, and it still is a solo project in the recording studio, but I do have a live lineup of musicians that come on stage and help me play the songs live.
So what sort of musical influences have you got then?
I think from the very beginning, Tommy Emmanuel, he was probably like the first that really got me into music, like starting on music, but influences within Tidal Peak. There's Cocteau Twins, Jesus and Mary Chain, My Bloody Valentine, Lush, The Chameleons, Skritti Politti.
Wow, that's a bit eclectic there, isn't it?
Yeah, just a bit.
If anybody would like to get any more information about you and the band, how do they do that?
So we have a Facebook page. We also have music on Bandcamp where you can listen, preview the albums and EPs, and you can buy them as well.
That's fantastic. Now, are you doing any live gigs coming up?
At the moment, we're just sort of planning. I've been sort of planning to do maybe a launch for the last album that came out a couple of months ago. People have sort of been pushing on me for that. But the last few gigs we have done have been at the Spotted Cow, so mainly supporting other bands.
Where do you get your inspirations for your songs, Kyle?
I suppose it just came from after the demise of my last band, just sort of sitting around doing demos and learning to do all the instruments by myself. Sort of came from that, and then that inspiration just sort of grew into writing more songs and being able to say, well, I can probably be able to record and make the songs on my own, put them out, and then just keep going with that.
So what sort of instruments can you play then?
So I mainly program a drum machine. That's sort of a characteristic of the Tidal Peak sound. I play a lot of synthesizers. My main instrument, though, is the guitar, and can play bass guitar and just pretty almost everything but the kitchen sink.
Well, Carl, you've whetted everybody's appetite now. What are you going to play for us now?
So we're going to play a song from the new album called Glacial Heart. It's the first single from the album, and it's done pretty well, actually. It's gotten a premiere from Happy Mag, a magazine in Sydney, and it's been sort of premiered all around the world as well, so hope you enjoy.
Glacial, here we come with a bit of the aquatic in there again.
I suppose, yeah, that's it. It's a lot of songs have a lot of themes in them that sort of relate to aquatic stuff. I mean, there's a song on the album called The Beach. There's another one called The Surface and The Silence. The album's called The Shallow Surface. So there's a lot of aquatic stuff happening in there, yeah.
Kyle, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Once again, what's the name of the song?
Glacial Heart.
Say they love you, then they leave you, torn right at the seams. Shouting down, you can't make a sound. This is a terrible dream. You're not crazy, your glacial heart is freezing up and breaking apart. Shards of love and shards of hate lead you to your fate. It's one world of a thousand lifetimes, we're just playing a game. What we know is just a dying ember, we are all to blame. Sure.
face. Don't give in to the hate. Crazy, your glacial heart is freezing and bending, breaking apart. Shards of love and shards of hate take you to your fate. You're not crazy, your glacial heart. Let the cold gray world depart. The shattered youth left to your fate. Don't give in to the hate.
A great interview with one of our local musicians. Don't forget, if you're a musician, a singer, a band, whatever, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and let's get you on the show. I look forward to hearing from you and putting you on The Crazy Kevin Show. It's time for our second track from our Golden Album of the Week, which is a bit of AC/DC, which was requested by Brendan Fisher from Daimler Trucks Toowoomba. What we've got for you next, we've got It's a Long Way to the Top if You Wanna Rock and Roll. It's the first track of the group's second album, TNT, released in 1975 and was written by Angus Young, Malcolm Young and Bon Scott. The song combines bagpipes, would you believe bagpipes, in the middle section. There's a call and response between the bagpipers and guitar. This was a signature song for Bon Scott. Now, Brian Johnson, who replaced Scott as AC/DC's lead singer after Scott's death in 1980, until his departure in 2016, did not perform it out of respect for his predecessor. So here we go. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. A second track off our Golden Album of the Week.
Show!
It's Crazy Kevin on Power FM. Once again, we've got the segment where we talk to our eminent lawyer here. We've got Kim Breeze with us. Kim, hello and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What are we going to talk about today then?
I thought we'd talk about wills.
Wills? Well, everybody's got a will, haven't they?
Actually, no. The great majority of people do not have a current and or valid will, unfortunately.
Really? And how do you get a will authenticated then?
There are several ways. I mean, basically, at the end of the day, it's about complying with the provisions of the Succession Act, so far as it being in writing, appointing an executor, making sure that we've dealt with the residue of your estate. Somewhat self-serving, but the easiest way, really, to make sure it's done and done correctly is to see your solicitor.
Okay, Kim, then let's step right back. How do you make a will?
There's lots of things that you need to consider. Obviously, we start with just understanding what your estate would consist of, so what assets you have, whether it's in your name, whether it's in joint names with another person and therefore may or may not pass according to the terms of your will. Insurance, how insurances are held. Superannuation, which again may or may not form part of your estate and come in terms of your will. So the first thing is understanding our assets and our asset ownership. What do we actually have to pass on in the event of our death? The second thing that we need to think about then is who we're going to appoint as the executor or executors of our estate. So that person has the role of calling in our assets, paying out our debts, and then either transferring the assets to our beneficiaries or perhaps changing hats and holding funds on trust if we had, for example, children who hadn't reached 18 or perhaps 21, 25, an older age that we might nominate.
Would that have to be a financial institute?
Definitely not. So typically it would be a spouse or trusted family member. Only if you don't have someone that fits that category, then you might look at someone who has a professional capacity. But typically it will be someone that is known to you, that you trust to carry out your wishes.
And things happen over the years. There's different changes, maybe divorces, maybe other things. Can people change the will?
Absolutely. So the other big thing that we do consider is your relationships. So whether that is, you know, whether you're married, de facto, separated, divorce, and the relationship that you have with your children from time to time, because unfortunately families do break down and parents do become estranged from their children. The dynamics change, and often what flows on from that is that people need or would like to change their will. But basically, from the time that you are 18 until the time that you lose the testamentary capacity to do so, you can and should have an up-to-date will that reflects your personal circumstances and your relationships at any given time.
Well, we've touched on making a will and everything. There's a lot more things to talk about in the will. So what we'll do next week, what can we talk about next week about will?
Well, there's certainly a whole lot to do in your will, and again, I just recommend that people jump on our website perhaps and download some information. But I think next week we'll talk about superannuation, because typically superannuation and the death benefits attached to them will form for many people their single biggest asset upon their death, and it doesn't necessarily come into your estate. So it's important that we have a chat about that one.
Until next week, Kim, once again, thank you.
Awesome. See you next week.
Time right behind my back.
Third and final track from our Golden Album of the Week from AC/DC, and we've got You Shook Me All Night Long. This was AC/DC's first single with Brian Johnson as the lead singer, and it was placed number 10 in the VH1's list of the 100 greatest songs of the 80s. It was also number 1 on the VH1's top 10 AC/DC songs. The song has become a staple of AC/DC concerts and is rarely excluded from the set list. Big thank you going out to Brendan Fisher, service manager from the Daimler Trucks Toowoomba, for requesting this week's Golden Album of the Week. And don't forget, if you've got a golden album, artist, band, whoever, who you like, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and we'll get it on the Crazy Kevin Show. Enjoy AC/DC. It's that time again. It's fitness tips time at the World Gym with our lovely Carly. Now, Carly, we're going to talk about if somebody wants to become a trainer, how do they do that?
So you can come and see us at the Academy of Fitness and High Performance, and we provide fitness courses. You can have a qualification which is called a Cert 3 in fitness, or you can have a Cert 4 in fitness, which is a personal training course. And we also do fast track courses where we put the two together and we do what's called blended learning. So you do a little bit online and you do a little bit in the gym here with us as well. Depending on what area you're wanting to go into, if it's personal training, then we can go down that road. If you're thinking you want to become a group fitness instructor as well, then we can help you with that as well, and we give you all the tools and help you to become an instructor.
There's a few different aspects of going, like you say, you've got a personal training, you need a little bit of different training than actually when you're teaching in front of a group.
So traditionally personal training is a one-on-one where you come to the gym and you do a one-on-one session with a personal trainer. A group situation, you know, you can have anywhere from 1 to 2 to 50 people in a class. So it's just knowing how to plan a class, how to deliver a class, how to motivate a class, and we just give you great tips to help you achieve that.
So if anybody wants any more information on that, Carly, if they want to join the fitness industry, how can they contact you?
Yep, so they can send me an email at Carly, C-A-R-L-Y, at afb-oz.com.au.
So there you go. If you're listening to this and you want to get into the fitness regime, just contact Carly. Thank you so much again, Carly.
Thanks, Kevin.
That's the end of the show for another week. Hope we've enjoyed yourselves half as much as I've enjoyed myself. If you would like to be on the show, if you'd like me to do an interview with you, business or fitness, or you're a musician, all you got to do, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And also, have a look at our website. We've got a great website. It's powerfmtoowoomba.com.au. You can catch all my old shows with the podcasts on there as well, plus lots of info about the station. Until next week, I will see you, and don't forget, have a lovely smile on your face. That's what it's all about. Bye-bye from myself, Crazy Kevin.